morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show with host Tanya Brown. We are coming to you from New Orleans, Louisiana, to offer you a bite-sized bit of magic. Our 20-minute-ish episodes are the perfect start to your day. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your pop of magic.
Good morning, witches. It is September 6th, 2021. It is Monday. I am Tanya, and this is the Witch Daily Show. Today's episode is brought to you by the book Tutty Learns About Witches. So let's get your day going with a little magic. Our quote of the day is, "Rejoice as summer should, chase away sorrows by living," by Melissa Marr. So we're going to skip the tea segment this week because I'm not at home. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So I'm sure you know we were hit by Hurricane Ida. And today that I'm recording this episode is the first day in, it's the first day since Friday, the 27th, that I haven't either been traveling or anxiously watching the news, waiting to see if my home or friends, neighbors, all of that are okay. So, I'm exhausted. It's just been a lot. So, yeah, I do want to say thank you so much. We sold postcards on the Facebook page to anyone who's willing to donate to a mutual aid fund for us to basically not only pay for our evacuation, but we were able to bring in where we went back to New Orleans. So we stayed in Houston until the roads were cleared of debris. Then we went back into New Orleans. We did what we could. And then we left for Florida. So I'm staying with my mother right now until the city is safe for us to come back. So thanks to everyone who donated, we were able to bring in about $600 to $700 worth of supplies. And not just supplies, but we've also been able to give out around $800 to $900 in direct giving to people who needed money for food, gas, all of that. So, thanks to literally all of you, we were able to go back and just bring a drop of help to the neighborhood. And I'm going to be honest, it was very hard to see firsthand. We walked down the street with just pallets of water over our shoulders, handing them out. There's just so many people in the hot Louisiana sun with no AC, elderly, disabled, who can't get up and go get water or go get things. So it was very, very hard to see. But literally, you all are just fucking heroes. And yeah, I think psychologically, it's going to take me a little while to recover from all of this. Not only seeing the city that you love blown apart, seeing people struggling, it was very difficult. Not knowing if your home is okay. It was a lot. I think the first night in Florida, I just dreamed about looking for gas, because we had to be so careful. If we weren't meticulous about our gas usage, we could have gotten trapped out there. So, my first night home, I just dreamt about looking for gasoline, like, all night, and it was just so weird. But thank you so much to everyone. You're all just heroes. Like, I cannot tell you, when we brought all that stuff back, It was just needed. It was needed, and people needed it, and we did good. And I just want to thank you all so, so much. As you may guess, it's not easy to be like, hey, can you help? Like, that's, it feels weird asking for help. But we needed help, and we needed to do what we could. So, yeah, you're all amazing. You're all heroes. You're all doing good, and thank you. So that's it. I'm gonna try not to talk about this anymore, honestly, because it's just hard to talk about. When I was alone, because I had my friend with me, when I was alone for the first time in over a week, I like started to cry because it was just it's emotional. It's just it's hard to it's just not an easy thing to get through, but it's over. I mean, not really, but I'm over talking about it, I guess is what I'm trying to say. So, all right, let's get into moving into some headlines. This comes to us from CheatSheet.com. Six new and upcoming horror movies to get you in the Halloween spirit. So yeah, I'm ready for Halloween. This was written by Killian Amira. With summer coming to a close, that means Halloween is quickly approaching. Around this time every season, a ton of new scary movies come out. This year is no exception, as there are plenty of horror movies debuting in September. What better way to get into the spooky spirit than shutting off the lights and giving yourself a good scare? Here are six upcoming horror flicks that should do the trick. So, number one is a movie called Superhost. Superhost is an extremely relevant film for our times. The plot concerns two social media influencers who produce travel blogs. On one of their trips, they rent a house through a website. Upon their arrival, everything seems fine, but their creepy host increasingly intrudes on their privacy. The ending will leave you never wanting to stay at an Airbnb again. So it will be streaming on Shudder. Then there's Burial Ground Massacre. Staying overnight in a haunted house. I'm so sorry for the coughing. My coughing has like gone way up. I think it's stress. I have no idea. I obviously need to go to the doctor and figure this out. So thank you for hanging with me. I know it's annoying. I try to edit them out, but I don't always succeed. Staying overnight in a haunted house is a horror tale as old as time. And Burial Ground Massacre, a group of college kids decide to spend the night at a friend's manor. They come to realize that someone is stalking them, and it goes downhill from there. Ancient Native American burial ground, you do the math. And apparently, it's actually now available on demand. The next one is called We Need to Do Something. We Need to Do Something is about a family who has to take shelter from a severe storm. Ooh. When they finally find somewhere, they realize they are trapped. The two main characters believe that they may have to do something with the horrifying ensuing events. And it is actually now streaming on demand. The next one is called Witches of Blackwood. After the passing of her father, the movie's protagonist, Claire, returns to her hometown. She soon finds that the place has been overrun with witchcraft. A mysterious darkness now permeates through the entire area. There are even rumors of a soul-stealing entity going around. And this movie will be on demand September 7th. Then there's Martyrs Lane. Lee is a 10-year-old girl who lives in a clergy house filled with people who have lost their way. Not much is out of the ordinary during the day, but at night it is a completely different story. A strange visitor greets the little girl after dark and reveals to her some potentially dangerous information. So Martyrs Lane will premiere on Shudder September 9th. And then finally, last one, No One Gets Out Alive. The upcoming Netflix original is based off a 2014 novel by Adam Neville. The story is about a woman from New Mexico who moves into a rundown boarding house. When she settles in, she begins to experience terrifying phenomena. With no escape, she soon finds herself stuck in the nightmare. No One Gets Out Alive will be released on Netflix September 29th. All right, witches. With all of this hubbub, I am not sure if we're going to have new astrology. If we do, here we go.
Hello to all of my astro gods and goddesses. This is Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, coming at you with your daily moon mantra for Monday, September 6th. The waning crescent moon tiptoes through Virgo's laboratory today. Here, the moon joins the sun in its trine to Uranus. We are on the path to catharsis today, discovering sides of ourselves that either have been latent up until this moment, or that we didn't know existed. As we make these discoveries, it's important to keep your head, no matter what your personal feelings are about it. Uncovering your authentic self can be both painful and joyous, but the truth will always set you free. Embrace this new knowledge and integrate it into your shifting paradigm. Your daily moon mantra is, authenticity is the daily practice of letting go of who we think we're supposed to be and embracing who we are. This has been your Daily Moon Mantra with Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, signing off and reminding you that you are in charge of your own destiny.
Hi, witches. I'm so excited to share with you a new book, Tutty Learns About Witches. This is a children's book for ages 4 to 8, for children to learn about witches in their lives. Tutty does not know everything about her dear Aunt Alice. Tutty is a child who visits her aunt only to discover that she is a witch. So here's the thing. You can get it on Amazon in paperback, or you can download it for free at TuttyTheSeries.com. It is free to anyone who wants to download it, and it is on Amazon if you want to get the paperback or Kindle version. So check it out. It's great for kids in our lives. It was written by myself and illustrated by Paisi Kyo. All right, so we have a question from listener Cassidy. Cassidy says, can anyone give me advice on how to work with ancestors when most/all of mine were Christians who would disagree with me trying to work with them? In this case, is it possible to work with past witches and consider them my ancestors? Thanks. Yes. Okay, Cassidy. So this is a big yes. First of all, ancestors are... So yes, there are familial ancestors, which means people who came before you in your family, and this can be anyone in your family. It doesn't have to be just the people you knew. So that could be people who you come from who came way before the Christians came. You know what I mean? So typically what I would do, and also I have a belief, I don't know if everyone believes this, but I believe that once you cross over, when I say cross over, I don't mean stuck in our world. I mean, once you've moved on and crossed over, once you're spirit again, I don't believe you hang on to those human beliefs. So I wouldn't worry about that. If there's someone you want to work with in your family who was a Christian and you genuinely think they would be helpful to your spell work, work with them. Ask them to come help. I don't believe the human belief structures exist when we're fully moved on and back in spirit form. But what you can also do is to call forth anyone from your family who may have been a witch or a wise person or medicine person. I mean, we have lineage that goes way before Christians got here, right? So you can still work with familial ancestors without dealing with just the ones you're aware of who happen to have beliefs that don't jive. You know what I mean? But also, ancestors don't have to be just family. Ancestors can be anybody. I have done plenty of spell work where I just call forth witches who came before me and have asked for their help. So yeah, you can definitely do that. And try not to get so bogged down by family's hate when they were alive. It it has nothing to do with their spirit anymore, and it has nothing to do with you, right? So you can kind of let that go, you know? So let's read some responses we got. So Nuke says, I should think ancestors doesn't necessarily mean to mean those with whom you share blood, more those who came before. Yeah, I agree. Brianna says, I agree with what Nuke says. Ancestors are the spirits we connect with. Bloodline speaking, if you go back a few generations, you come from literally thousands of different people. We're all connected in some way or another. So ancestors can be spirits which walk of life you feel connected to. They can be people you know, groups of people who came before us within our traditions, the original indigenous people that walk this land, if you connect with the land spirits and energy, whoever is going to help you along with your journey in a positive light. You'll be surprised to find those guiding you and supporting you from the other side. Yeah, I agree. And then Lilith says, you might want to work on your thought process. Don't go into the situation thinking, quote, they won't want to work with me because, unquote. And yeah, I agree 100%. So yeah, I think everyone gave some wonderful answers. And I hope that helps, Cassidy. All right, so we have a witch fail from listener Charlotte. Charlotte says, I was doing an anti-anxiety spell that came in my international witch subscription box. According to the directions, I was supposed to take the candle, anoint it with oil that came in a thick, wait, that came in the spell kit. Then I was supposed to wrap it in a string that came in the kit, then roll it in the herbs that came with it. Now, after doing all of this, I was to anoint it once more very heavily. I actually used the term soak. So I did this, and then I put it aside in my cast iron cauldron so it can burn and not make any mess anywhere. So far, this is sounding pretty all right. I mean, it'll definitely burn, ideally. This is where it went horribly wrong. The whole thing was blazing in the cauldron. Yeah, if you put too much oil, guys, your candles will like explode. You gotta be super careful. But it wasn't a cauldron, so nothing was catching on fire. However, the cauldron's metal was getting hot, and I had it sitting on a plastic table. Yep. All of a sudden, I noticed my cast iron cauldron was listing to one side. Oh, the legs were melting a hole in the table. So I popped the lid off the top of the cauldron, put the fire out, and then without thinking, I picked it up with my bare hands and I got a burn on my finger. Oh no, it's always a flammable failure. I'm so sorry. Yeah, so cast iron cauldrons are wonderful for burning candles, but you have to remember it's cast iron, right? So the whole thing will get hot. One thing I like to do is, you know those little hot plates you keep? So like you can put hot pans on it, anything hot from the kitchen, it's like this little plate. It's like glass. I'm not sure. I got it from the store. I like to put my cast iron cauldron on there just to help with that. All right, witches. So we are moving on to a little magic. This comes to us from the August 2021 issue of Which Way magazine. It is called Getting to Know Your Card Deck by S. Strange. So, whether it is your first deck or a new to you deck, you may wonder, what now? How do I get familiar with my new deck? It is a common question, especially with beginners of tarot or oracle decks. So, today I want to share how I get comfortable with my deck. The goal when using tarot or oracle cards is to intuitively know what the card is trying to tell you. While some people have a talent for this and can take a look at any card and get a strong feeling, not all of us are blessed this way. But that doesn't mean we can't learn. To me, it is very much like any other skill, like cooking or a sport. Some people have natural skill and it is easy for them to pick up. Some people can't learn it no matter how often they try, and that's okay too. But the vast majority have to put time and effort into learning to master. They need to practice and repetition. Many people suggest cleansing your new deck with smoke or another ritual when you first get them. I personally only buy new decks, so I have not found a need for this, but it is certainly a great way to start working with your cards. My first step is just look through the cards, and I always choose a deck whose imagery I enjoy looking at. So it is a lot of fun to just skim through the cards and see all of the drawings and images. After the initial skim through, I start my daily practice and journal to get to know my cards. Every morning, I start by taking a few deep breaths and asking a simple question about my day. Sometimes this is as simple as, what should I know about my day? And other days it is very specific. It doesn't always matter so much that you find the perfect question. Instead, focus on it helping you set parameters. Then I draw one card while focusing on my question. I study the card and try to get a feeling of what it could mean in relation to my question. At the beginning, you might come up with a blank, and that's okay. This step certainly takes practice for those of us who aren't as intuitive yet. Once I've drawn my card and reflected on it, I grab my journal and write down what my question was, my first reaction, and which card I drew. Then I grab a booklet or explanation of the cards and look up the card meaning. In their description, you will notice some things directly relate to your question and some may not. Again, try using your intuition to figure out which of these feel right in relation to your question and then jot them down in your journal. This concludes the morning part of this practice. After I've gone about my day, however, I want to revisit my reading and give some feedback on what I learned from the cards in the morning. Did it seem to be an accurate idea? Did some aspects work but others didn't? Is there something in the guidebook that I dismissed earlier that now feels correct? This additional reflection helps you yet again get the card into your hand, looking at it and thinking about its meaning. Getting to know your deck takes time. I have found this routine to be a very relaxing way to get to know my cards and build an intuitive connection with them, which is not something I automatically have. It also doesn't bother me if I withdraw the same card because I take it as the universe trying to tell me that there may be more to the card than I grasped the first time I worked on it. All right, witches. So we are wrapping up this episode of the Witch Daily Show. I do want to say we're going to do a giveaway this week. We're going to give away the Dreamscape Oracle. If you would like to enter, simply email us a question of the day, witch fail, or a little magic. And yeah, I'll randomly select someone next Monday. So check that out. So first, I want to give a shout out to listener Candace Cabell. Candace, you esoteric, tenacious muckstocks. I also want to give a shout out to listener Kelly Zimmerman. Kelly, you pretty, loyal tiger cub. And then finally, Sherry Taylor. Sherry, you cunning, perfect oracle. Thank you three so much for being Patreon supporters. I really, really appreciate it. Now, we do have a card pull. Let's see. So, we are doing a new card deck. So, our new deck is called the Seasons of the Witch Samhain Oracle. It's pretty much going to take us from. Let's see. It's going to take us from pretty much today all the way into winter. So I thought it was the perfect deck for kind of what we've got going on. And let's see. Our card today is the Wolf from the Seasons of the Witch Oracle. And give me a second just to look it up. I'm a little kind of this deck is a lot bigger. My other deck, so it's going to take me a second just to find everything. I'm also not in my normal recording space, as you can tell from the audio, I am sure, so I'm a little all over the place. All right, the Wolf. The Wolf is about instinct and freedom. Our instincts are a roadmap to surviving this human experience. Instincts give us the urge to eat when we are hungry, to cover up when cold, to seek sex when aroused, and to sense danger even when we cannot see it with our eyes. Instinct and intuitions are a gift from the powers that be to help us discover happiness, support, and well-being. Intuition is our inner knowing that connects us to the intelligence of the spirit realm and to the intelligence of the earth. Sadly, many of us have muted our animal instincts. We've become too reliant on what we see and what we have forgotten to tap into the intelligence that is already available to us. Wolf is calling to remind you that you know your way home. You may feel lost or confused about something in your life. You may not know which direction to travel or what is safe to pick up along the way. Wolf allows your instinct to take over. You'll receive this guidance through the urges you feel. It's like a push and pull right in the center of your being. Take a few moments to feel these urges when faced with a decision. You can start with something small, like which toothpaste to buy or which blog to read. This will help you build trust in your instincts. Eventually, you'll be able to tap into this energy at will and use it for every decision that you make. All right, witches, that's all I've got for you today. Don't forget any books, decks, headlines, sources, and anything else we have should be in the podcast description. Thank you so much, everybody, for, again, helping with New Orleans. You guys helped a lot of people and a lot of people who needed help. So thank you so much. You helped me. And please be patient with me this week and probably next week as I'm recording in an unfamiliar space with none of my equipment. And I just wanted to come back for normalcy. I wanted normal. I wanted you guys. So thank you. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful week.
Witches, we hope that you have an amazing day filled with magic and inspiration. If you'd like to support the podcast, head on over to our Patreon. Need a support system? Find The Witch Daily Show on Facebook and our website, witchdailyshow.com.